Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Anthony Fauci has just released a new paper wherein he claims that it is because we have fallen out of harmony with nature that we are now going to see increasing pandemics like COVID-19. This is the same Anthony Fauci who shut down the American economy and by extension a lot of the world economy. The same guy who has told us, I mean, any number of lies have come from this monster's mouth. But now, almost taking the cake, we read here, pandemics started about 12,000 years ago when humans settled into villages to domesticate animals and cultivate crops. That's right, Dr. Fauci is insinuating that it is farming and ranching at the bottom line that are responsible for this COVID-19 pandemic. Why is Dr. Fauci attacking farmers? And is he a lone voice? Is this just some crazy guy? Maybe he's finally like lost it, right? He's falling from grace and he's just attacking farmers. No, this, as you I hope can imagine by now, is part of the coordinated attack on our food supply and the efforts to demolish all natural farming and ranching and create a transhumanist food supply with fake lab-grown meat and synthetic nasty indoor farmed vegetables. This is a very devious agenda, a deep one, and let's talk about it. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast. And all summer, we have been pummeled by predictive programming around the unavoidable reality, they'd like us to think, that there will be more pandemics and they will come from the food supply. We've heard from Vox about how pandemics will come from the meat that we eat. We've heard about animal to human coronavirus threats just the other day from Oxford professors. We've even been told in true fear porn fashion, this is the true fear porn, killer virus from chicken farms could wipe out half of mankind, according to scientists. We've heard it all by now, and it's all about how dirty and unsafe and dangerous and archaic and what a barbarous relic it is to raise animals for food or grow crops. That is a thing of yesteryear, a 19th century. Just put it, let's pretend it never happened. Remember, please remember the words of Lord Birkenhead, who wrote 100 years ago that by the year 2020, agriculture would be a thing of the past. It would be a hobby reserved for the rich who had time to waste on such things. And of course, we've seen also this programming, this stream of news about how shrimp was testing positive, and then there were some fish that was carrying COVID-19 in China. A constant barrage of news about how dirty and tainted our food supply has been. Lately, there's also been a lot of talk about brucellosis being injected into the food supply right now to create a second wave, to mass poison people. The symptoms of this brucellosis bacteria are flu-like. It reads just like a COVID-19. So if you wanted to engineer a second wave of COVID-19-like symptoms and deliver it through the food supply, brucellosis would be an effective way to do so. Now, I want to quickly add here, I cannot find any evidence that that is going on. Of course, one probably wouldn't until after it has happened. But nonetheless, because we can't demonstrate deterministically that brucellosis is being deliberately introduced into the food supply, I'm not going to claim that's happening. That remains high-octane speculation that there's a lot of rumors about right now, but we can't substantiate those rumors. That said, the theory is a good one. And certainly we've seen the predictive programming around that, and it would achieve a number of their goals, from delivering that second wave of the pandemic, flu-like symptoms, doing it via the food supply, demonstrating that food is dirty and needs to be rethought, creating the need to turn away and turn off all that food, just throw massive recalls of food that would be thrown away, setting the stage for the food shortages we know are coming, that food chain reaction game has told us are coming, that Cargill has told us are coming. We've all heard about it at this point. Billionaires predicting food shortages after pandemics. And finally, to create the impetus to turn off the farms and ranches. Man, if they're going to kill off people like this, we can't do this like that anymore. We're going to have to move to the clean, synthetic, lab-grown meat. So you can see such an attack on our food supply would achieve a number of these objectives. But let's go back to Dr. Fauci and his new, like, pseudoscience wanting to balance, return to balance and harmony with nature, because there is a second, although, you know, dovetailing narrative and predictive programming around COVID-19 being a pandemic due to biodiversity. And I'd like you to take a look already at, if you've not already, at my report, The Zoonotic Threat, The Biodiversity Lie, and Agenda 21, where I pulled back the history of this biodiversity narrative that says we're going to have more pandemics because we've pushed animals out of their habitat. We've got farms everywhere. We can't have farms anymore. We've got people everywhere. We can't have people everywhere anymore. We need them all in smart cities. And they're making the case that we have to reduce our footprint on the planet by, you know, such and such percent, constantly going up. It was 50% from the UN Biodiversity Initiative last I looked. So now, back to Dr. Fauci talking about we need to restore balance with nature, and it was actually when we began to domesticate animals and cultivate crops that things got sketchy. You can see that he is jumping on to this biodiversity narrative. He's saying we need to reestablish harmony, we need to turn off the farms, we need to get back into the smart cities. He is wholly an implement of this satanic agenda at this point, and he's not the only one. Recall that a UK scientist recently said, this is 2020, that we need to rewild half of the UK farmland. Half of the farms that are growing food need to be turned back into forests. Just let it go. Rewild means just forget about it. Let it go. Restore wildlife and fight the climate crisis. But it's not just because of carbon dioxide anymore. Now it's because pandemics are happening because you took away the forest and turned it into your farm. And so we have to give up the farm. It's stunning that this argument is even being made. And here's another piece just the other day. Sheep farmers could profit by shifting to forest, according to research. What does that mean? You could profit as a sheep farmer by moving to forest? It sounds ludicrous on its face. British sheep farmers could profit from allowing their land to naturally regenerate into forest, according to new research from University of Sheffield. What is this new research? And how does it come to this conclusion? Well, if farmers were paid 10 pounds per ton of CO2, it's carbon offsets that will now pay the farmers for not growing food. Never mind that old business model of grow food, work hard, sell food, make money. No, now it's someone's going to pay you to not grow food, to just let your farm go. This doesn't make sense in real economic terms. It's ludicrous. Nothing is being produced and capital is changing hands. But it does make sense when you look at the true cost accounting that we've been talking about, that the Rockefeller Foundation recently highlighted in their Reset the Table vision for a complete transformation of the U.S. food system. And they made the case that true cost accounting we'll take into consideration externalities like how much carbon dioxide your farm animals emit or your trees will absorb. In other words, let's get rid of the free market and we'll inject instead this unicorn farts, cow farts based economy where farmers can make more money by not farming. I'm so glad that this article that's what they mean. This is new research based on imaginary economies in this transhumanist technocratic run. This is what happens when technocrats run. They just set whatever parameters they want to dictate reality, and people have to follow that, even though reality clearly will never follow what they want. Reality dictates its own terms. Nobody governs truth. But I wanted to highlight this as an example of how they are using this to kick people off of the land and stop food production. And now we see Dr. Fauci jumping on board with that agenda. It's pretty stunning. And more concerningly, the Rockefeller Foundation, where this is being written up, this is only July 28th. One of the things I'm mentioning is how quickly now this cycle from predictive programming or problem reaction famine, the problem reaction solution cycle. It's all very accelerated right now because the agendas are all launching forward. The blitzkrieg of the technocrats. The Rockefeller Foundation Reset the Table document came out only weeks ago, July 28th, and already has been codified into this bill, Senate Bill 4453, in the Senate, for the purposes of protecting the continuity of the food supply chain of the U.S. in response to COVID-19, and for other purposes. Yes, namely, to take over the food supply. This bill codifies many of the things that were outlined in the Rockefeller Foundation's report only weeks ago. It talks about how schools will be established as nutritional hubs to distribute food to everyone, to the communities. It talks about how money will be provided in order to develop new kinds of food, in order to, like the Soylent meal replacement beverage, like the other food replacement industry, the $10 billion food replacement industry I've been taking a look at in some previous reports, like cockroach milk. They talk about how we're going to have to upgrade all technologies, software, and computers along our food supply chain because, as we've also talked about, they intend to bring in now the blockchain AI-powered supply chain, food supply chain, which feeds into this beast system. It's all here in this bill, along with all the appropriated budget to push it through, to execute, to implement the agenda we've been describing, all within weeks. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we will be experiencing food shortages in the last half of 2020 here that will make sense of this bill. Why, after all, is there being... what's the problem? Why do we need to protect the continuity of the food supply chain if there's no issue here? Yeah, the issue hasn't arrived yet. It's just on the horizon. So, ladies and gentlemen, remember also that these issues were all foreseen and promised in the script of the Food Chain Reaction Game, a simulation run 5 years ago by John Podesta, Center for American Progress, and the World Wildlife Foundation, where they said there's going to be food shortages ahead. We have executives from Cargill saying that they see food shortages ahead as a result of a pandemic, and that this resulted in a meat tax throughout the EU, and then that universal carbon tax that they've been wanting. Global governance will be bolstered by the global food shortages, just the way they like it. Problem, reaction, famine. And another example of just how quickly things are rolling out, the Clean Plate campaign that President Xi Jinping unveiled only 3 weeks ago now in China, which said that you're not allowed to show yourself eating lots of food on social media, and people really need to cut down on food waste, and if you throw away too much food into our AI trash cans with facial recognition, that it will weigh your food waste and dock your social credit score. This is complete, total control over what you eat and what you throw away. It's stunning, but it all flows from the Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, total control of resources on the planet, right? This is not news to us. This is an agenda hundreds of years in the making. But here's an example of now, that sounds outlandish, and you know, maybe that'll happen in China, but it'll never happen here. Boom, within weeks, now Tesco has rolled out a pilot program, it's just a pilot, just for early adopters, asking shoppers to weigh their food waste and report on it to help change the attitude towards the food waste. Why? Of course, given because of COVID-19. Because of COVID-19. Consumers are being asked to rifle through their trash, weigh their daily food waste in an ambitious trial that aims to reduce the food waste thrown away each year. Yeah, it's ambitious. It's ambitious for the technocrats to roll this out as quickly as they are. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's where we are now. I hope this has helped to show you that Dr. Fauci is not going to the commune. He's not becoming a hippie on a commune. He is sticking to the script of the technocrats in order to take total control over everything, but especially over food production. That's why all of a sudden he's attacking farming and ranching. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find this report and all my reports on iceagefarmer.com. And if you value this broadcast and the information and research it brings, please help me keep it going. You can do that a few different ways that I've listed at iceagefarmer.com/support. And I genuinely appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for helping me spread the word about all that's going on. Let's go build great things, grow abundant, nutritive food, and raise awesome, non-genetically modified animals, and map a path for our communities to enjoy good, healthy, nutritive food going forward. Thanks for watching, folks. Be well.